Hello and welcome to Being Mindful. I'm Lillian Larty and I'm joined in the studio today with Pastor Deji and Sister Noma. And this week we are broadcasting live to you from PHBC, and we will be talking about issues surrounding our quality of life as Christians, including mental and emotional well-being, finances, family, relationships, careers, and much, much more. If you're joining us for the first time on Being Mindful, let me tell you that this is where we discuss topics around how we can respond when we or others are confronted with certain types of situations in our Christian lives. As always, during the show, we would love for you to get in touch regarding today's topic. And the easiest way to do that is to contact us via the PHBC Radio app. Just tap on to the link to contact the studio and send us a message directly from there. We'd love to hear from you. Also, if you're on our social media platforms, you can contact us there directly using the @PHBC London. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook, and any message that you send during the show will come directly to us here in the studio. So let's get straight to it. So the first thing on our agenda, as always, is what's on our mind. So who would like to go first? What's on your mind?
Okay, I think I would go first for what's on your mind. What's on my mind actually today is, I've been thinking, when you've been a Christian for a long time, there are some words that you may become so familiar with, and then it loses its power. And I remember yesterday at church, there were two songs we sang that talked about God being holy. And it was holy, holy is the Lord, you know, and there was another one again about holy. And as I was singing that, I was asking myself, what does holy mean? Like, what does it mean for God to be holy? So when I got home, I went online and I checked. And if for me, what I took away from that, because was that the holiness of God is his untainted nature. It's the fact that he is, who he is unchanging, and who he is perfect. It's not in a way that in his perfection is not about intimidating us that we are imperfect or shaming us that we are inadequate, but it's the fact that he remains who he says he is. He's unfazed by who or what we are or what we have done. So that was just a new level for me in terms of what his holiness, when I'm singing songs like that about God being holy, is the fact that he's just unchanging in his nature. He's perfect in every single way, perfect in love, perfect in mercy, perfect in forgiveness, perfect in compassion. So yeah, so for me, that's what I've been thinking of off and on since yesterday. Because I think it's important when we're singing songs like that of worship that we actually know what we're, it means something to us. It's not just the melody that we're, you know, being carried away with, mm-hmm. but that the words have some meaning. So that's it for me, I think.
Wow, that's very profound. I didn't see that coming.
Yes.
That's very profound. Let me go next.
Yeah.
What is on my mind? I have quite a lot on my mind because it's been a very, very full day today. Mm. Very, 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 very full day. I think what's on my mind really is how it's very easy to miss God. Mm. It's very easy to miss in, when we get very, very busy and things get full and the agenda gets full and the to-do list and the task list isn't getting any lower, and where we begin to feel the pressure of work and responsibilities, it's easy to miss God. Mm. It's easy to, you know, those things become the singular focus. And it's not, I suppose, you know, I was thinking about, you know, weeks to come and thinking about sermons and thinking about various things and preaching and all of that sort of stuff on top of the myriad of things that I have already done today. Mm. And even though it's a bank holiday and, oh, you're supposed to rest on a bank holiday, today was nothing. Today was one of the busiest days I've had this month. Mm. And it's just how easy it is to miss God. Mm. And when I say miss God, not that God isn't there, but that we don't recognize him there. We don't, you know, because we like things a certain way. We want to get it done by this time. We want to tick that box by the other time. Do you understand what I mean? We want to do the this or the that or the other thing. And it's so easy to forget that God is still there. Mm. And how are we responding to God even under that pressure? Mm. And that I was just holding that in my mind. That, you know, in the busyness of life, that was number one on my mind. But there's another thing that's been on my mind.
Okay. Double.
Yeah. So as Nigerian heritage, you know. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Today's a big day for Nigeria. It's a huge day for Nigeria, and consequently for a lot of West Africa, because you know if stuff goes wrong in Nigeria, the region is in trouble, as it were. Just listening to the various comments and people throwing, you know, shade at the leadership. Oh, it's the leaders this, it's the leaders that. Mm. And I said, you know, a leader is defined by the followers. Mm. You know, if the people say, do you know what, this isn't what we want, the leaders will have no choice. Sooner or later, somebody, the right person will step up. You know, and I think, you know, today's a day of change or for change. And just thinking about, I hope it's not the same old, just trusting God for that nation and for that region and for the future of Nigeria and consequently West Africa, you know.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I've been sleeping on Twitter myself, just like monitoring conversations.
Oh, wow.
About, you know, the inauguration and everything. So, yes. It is well. Lillian, what's on your mind?
So what's on my mind is, obviously, it's Bank Holiday Monday. I'm feeling very tired. So, yes, it would be good to get more rest for me. But also what's on my mind is a musical legend who passed away a few days ago, as we know, Tina Turner, after a long state of illness, it said that she passed away, which kind of relates to the topic we're going to speak about today, about taking care of our bodies, because in one of the reports that I read was that she had said back in 2017, I believe, when she had problems with her kidneys, that she had one kidney transplanted. Her husband had given her one kidney. And she said that through the years that she had been working hard, she wished that she had taken better care of her body. Mm. So she passed on the message to people to take care of their bodies. So she's gone, and that's rocked the music world, the music industry. But it also got me to think about legacy. What legacy are we leaving behind when we depart from this world? And the legacy that she's leaving behind, you know, just looking at the tributes that came in of how she was an influence to certain people's music, the style of their music, was quite interesting to read. And that just got me to thinking about legacy. What legacy are we leaving? Not only as Christians, but as individuals. So that's what's been on my mind.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful. I'm not really familiar with Tina Turner's music, but definitely. I just know it from like James Bond. She did that. That was
Tina Turner.
No, Tina Turner has been a lifelong influence since the 60s. Can you not have heard of Tina Turner?
I said I'm not familiar with her.
Exactly. You can leave now.
Okay.
No.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm not really familiar with her music in terms of, I don't know all her songs, but I just know, like, the classic ones. Okay. Especially the one that, like, I would say maybe for my, there was the soundtrack she did for one of the James Bond things. That's what I was trying to say. But yeah, I mean, it's, I was just trying to tie it into the fact that, like you said, legacy is a very important thing. It's good to be conscious. I think sometimes we're so busy living day to day that we forget about actual legacy. And we forget that there's this thing where it says that people will remember how you made them feel as opposed to like what you say. So yeah, I think it's a good reminder as well. So yeah, I'm feeling that. I think we are going to play a song, and then we'll get into our conversation in full when we are back. We are going to play... okay, so you have to pardon me because I'm multitasking. This is my first time. Pastor Deji has left me to the deck thing, so I'm trying to find my way around that. So yeah, we're going to play I Stand Amazed by Bart Millard, and when we're back, we will take our conversation further.
Okay.
The technical difficulties are going on. Somebody pray for us if you're listening. Just say a quick prayer for us right now. But I think we should just continue the conversation. I think instead of just
let's keep going and we'll see what happens with the equipment, and then we'll take it forward from there.
Yeah. Okay, so
what's the conversation topic today? Taking care of our bodies.
Yes, our body being a temple.
So the title is "My Body is a Temple," and we're going to look at what does this mean. As we know in the Bible, Paul mentioned about our body is a temple. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12 to 20, I don't have my Bible with me. So if you read 1 Corinthians 6 12 to 20, and it talks about where Paul was talking to the Corinthian church, from what I recall, he was talking about the sexual immorality around that time. Actually, let me see if I can get it up on my phone whilst I'm paraphrasing. Or if one of us can get it up, that would be very useful. If one of us have a Bible.
I don't have it on there. No, that's not a Bible on here.
Okay. So we're just getting our Bibles up and then we'll go through the scripture, but I'll just paraphrase it in the meantime. So, Paul was talking to the Corinthian church about sexual immorality, and he was trying to get them to understand that the essence of their body is not for just using it anyhow, especially once they've dedicated it to God. Why he used the word temple would be quite interesting to look at as well. And hopefully you listeners have got it. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 to 20. And I am going to read. Pastor Deji, do you have it?
1 Corinthians 6.
12 to 20.
Yes. Do you have a preferred version?
If you can read from New King James.
The New King James.
Actually, if you read from 14, please, sorry.
Okay, New King James.
And then I'm going to read from the Message.
Ooh, I see. So for contrast. From 14, you say?
Do from 12 to 20, sorry.
Okay. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now, the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Is that through to 18, 20?
That's all the way to 20, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, so I'll read from the message, and the message is giving me different verses, but anyway, I'll read from... Okay, so it says, Dear Corinthians, I can't tell you how much I long for you to enter this wide, open, spacious life. We didn't fence you in. The smallness you feel comes from within you. Your lives aren't small, but you're living them in a small way. I'm speaking as plainly as I can and with great affection. Open up your lives, live openly and expansively. Verse 14, don't become partners with those who reject God. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? That's not partnership, that's war. Is light best friends with dark? Does Christ go strolling with the devil? Do trust and mistrust hold hands? Who would think of setting up pagan idols in God's holy temple? But that is exactly what we are. Each of us a temple in whom God lives. God himself put it this way. I'll live in them, move into them, and I'll be their God, and they'll be my people. So leave the corruption and compromise. Leave it for good, says God. Don't link up with those who will pollute you. I want you all for myself. I'll be a father to you. You'll be sons and daughters to me. The word of the Master God. Amen. So what do we take from that, from what Paul was saying about our bodies being a temple? Oh, you know what? I'm reading the wrong one. I thought it was different. Oh, my goodness. I was reading 2 Corinthians instead of 1 Corinthians.
Clearly one of those days, eh?
It is.
Okay, so we're going to play I Stand Amazed by Bart Miller.
Let's worship.
Yeah.
I think we should worship.
And when we're back, we'll have our act together. Everybody.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, in my song shall live. He took my sorrows and made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered.
So welcome back. You'll have to remind me, what was the track?
I Stand Amazed by Bart Millard.
So I hope you enjoyed that musical interlude there. So if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Being Mindful, where we are exploring the issues about our quality of life as Christians, including mental, emotional well-being, and all sorts of other juicy stuff as well. So today's topic is... today's topic is My Body is a Temple. What does this really mean, and why should we as Christians pay attention to this? So we started off reading a scripture, which I read the wrong one.
Yay. The wrong version. Yay!
I read the wrong version. So, and that's because I was reading from my phone, and I don't like reading electronically the Bible. I prefer paper.
Your traditional,
that's me,
proper Christian. How large is your Bible?
I have various sizes.
So when you go to church, do you like walk in with the like big heavy ones that everybody knows?
That one stays at home.
Ooh.
I used to, when I was a Christian, first of all, I used to carry the big heavy one.
So that everyone would know.
The size of a handbag. Yeah. So my one now is small. But I still prefer a paper one.
Yes.
Because it gives the proper headlines, and I've written in it, and I've highlighted everything.
Well, I'm a tech geek. You know this. You know I'm a tech geek. I like tech.
Mm-hmm.
But where it concerns the Bible, honestly,
mm-hmm.
nothing beats. You know those. Sorry, we're off topic now, and forget it. It's one of those shows. We'll pick it up next week. Hey, listen, I don't know, Norma, if you're in this group. You probably are. I mean, you're a PK. When you were born, they wrapped you in Bible paper, you know. But nothing, I have a Bible at home. It sits on my desk in my study.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing beats picking that thing up and you'll flick to you're thinking, oh, what's that Bible reference? I know it's in I don't know, it's in First Peter somewhere, and you'll go flick, 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 bam, you see the highlights. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes picking up a highlight, or just randomly looking at someone and looking for something and seeing a highlight from God knows when you underlined that thing or highlighted it, and all of a sudden what you highlighted all those years ago is relevant for you today. The electronic Bible cannot do that.
No. Even though I know some people who have electronic Bible and on their tablets, and it highlights, they've got it highlighted and things like that. It's not the same.
No. It's not the same. You wanna, there are various, there's a way you scribble on that thing and you write up a column at the side.
Oh, yes, that's me.
Come on now.
Yes, the notes, everything is there.
You're like, this means that. And on this day, the Lord said that. And it's going right up that way. And sometimes it'll come back down the other side.
Yes.
Why are you smiling?
I know. I'm afraid to say anything because of the whole Tina Turner blunder.
What, you're going to tell me you've never used the paper Bible?
No, I've used the paper Bible, but I enjoy using, I also use YouVersion, like I've said before.
Yes.
And it's not the same, but it does have, because it has the opportunity, so I have the opportunity to maybe see scriptures where I have written notes, and I can see like a year ago. Because it has, when you highlight some scriptures on, it's not the same, but when you highlight some scriptures, you have the opportunity to either, if you want to like write a note underneath that or something like that.
So on this thing?
Yeah, on YouVersion.
Really? I don't
know about the other apps though.
I've been using YouVersion for many, many years. I never seen that.
Yeah, so you can actually like just put like little notes or comments or something.
Oh,
yeah,
that's okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Still.
Yeah, paper. Yeah. And also, honestly, I think also, I'm going to sound like a grumpy old man, but I think that, you know, not having an electronic Bible, you give the average person a paper Bible and you say, could you do me a favor? Could you turn to the book of First Chronicles? Mm. And they're all up in the New Testament flicking into Corinthians. And I say Chronicles, and then they're flicking from the back from Revelations. Chronicles. And then they have to go to the beginning and look in the index. Because we're the electronic.
It's
made us lazy. Yeah. People don't even, you know, sure. You say, oh, you know, the book of Nahum. Mm. They're like, what's that?
Yeah.
You know,
where
is it? Not even where. What is the book of Nahum? Mm. You know, is that a book you buy? Where'd you buy that book? Mm. It's a book in the Bible, saints.
Yeah.
You know. Ah.
So, in my paper Bible, I have reference scriptures as well. So, anyway, that's no excuse. So back to topic.
Yes.
My body is a temple. Pastor Joe, I'm going to have to ask you to read the scripture.
I'll be your reader.
So it's 1 Corinthians. I don't know what I told you to read before.
You said 1 Corinthians 6.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 6, 12 to 20.
Which is what I read.
Oh, okay. Could you read it again?
Again? Sorry. Again?
Because I've forgotten.
I mean, what kind of show is this that we're reading from the Word of God?
Everyone forgive us.
All right.